This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Bonus episode. Say something that I can like make as
all right, guys. This is your bonus episode. How's that?
That was horrible.
Okay. What the fuck?
We didn't change our clothes.
Mayflowers.
Oh. Well, happy bonus episode. I spoke. I wasn't supposed to. Thou shalt not speak if you are a woman.
We just finished, guys. We just finished recording our Easter episode, so go check that episode out if you want to go chuckle. Because we talked about how religion shapes people's perspective of women sometimes. And here's the thing:
I don't think we mentioned. Oh, we did mention.
We definitely did. Then we got in some whack territory, but guys, it was funny. It was lighthearted. It was all good. And here we are.
It's sacrilegious, but you know what?
Tasteful. It's like a tasteful nude.
All right, this week, rumor, we're going to do a bonus episode, and it is the craziest rumor you've heard about yourself, but I have not asked you guys that, so we're going to do a whole episode later, when you guys have told us what's the craziest rumor you've heard about yourself. But this is now funny on Quora.com. James, have you ever heard a rumor about yourself?
Yeah, I heard this rumor that I had a massive book, and I was like,
so that's a lie. You're like,
I was like, that's a lie. Yeah. Whoever said that is crazy.
Yeah.
I have a funny story about that.
All right,
that.
Here we go.
I have a funny story about that. One time. We'll do this real quick, and then we'll keep going about our rumors. One time, I was having relations with a woman. And she goes, oh my God, it's so big. And I audibly laughed out loud.
Laughed.
I straight up laughed at her. And I said, no, it's not. And she goes, no. She goes, no, it is. And I said, I was like, look, I'm okay with what I'm working with. I don't have a problem with myself. But for you to say that it is big is a crazy thing to say.
That is funny. I've never heard a story about me having a big dick. Or I heard hearing
from once when I had big boobs and I was like, those paid for in full, baby girl.
I cannot think of a rumor. One time I won it. I was sitting next to my mom in church and I was like, hey, can I start a rumor that I'm pregnant? Just so my mom's like, you were like next to
what?
Me. My mom's like, no. And actually, I wanted
why
to.
Why in the hell did you want
to
do that?
I just think it'd be funny. Because it was funny to me. Guys, I was
sitting there,
spicy.
Goes, I had this idea. Mom's like, yeah, for sure. I'm pregnant. What? No, can I'm not.
But I want to spread it around the steak. She's like,
why?
You know, what?
Work? Why did you want to tell people that?
Because it's not from me, but like, just, I don't know. Because I think it's funny. Because it's like, it's not true. But then other
that's
people get
crazy.
Pregnant. So you can't joke about it. Yeah. It is.
I had a rumor for a while going on around me about me that I found out last that apparently I was like hitting on one of my friend's girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
it
heard about that.
Really fucked up some relationships for a while, even though I wasn't. But then all of a sudden I was the last one to hear about it. And I was like, I'm sorry, what?
It's wild when like you have a problem with someone and you choose to tell everyone but that problem.
But that person, yeah. I was like, huh. We ended up being fine. Like we with later on, everything was fine. But like, I just remember being like, oh, that's why. That's
why. Was there a part two?
Yeah, there was a part two. It was a continuous thing. But I'm saying like our relationship.
Sure.
Got better, but I just remember being like, oh, that's why you hate my guts, which I don't know if that's a rumor or just like they just felt that way, but they were telling people
but
that
they're
that
telling
was
people
happening.
That's a rumor.
Yeah, and I was just like, but like, I'm like, oh, that's cool that I'm flirting with her. Good to know I'm the last one to find out that I'm flirting with somebody.
Yeah.
So that was one.
Yeah. Here's one. I'm going to read this one real quick. And
I give
then
it
you
to
did
me. Give it to me.
I was expelled from all high schools in New Jersey for setting off a pipe bomb in a toilet. Not true. In my junior year of high school, I moved from New Jersey to live with my aunt and uncle in Utah. Oh, there you go, James. It was like moving to another planet. You maybe
are on another
saying,
planet.
You've heard the saying, you can take the boy out of the city, but you can't take the city out of the boy. I felt like a city boy in my new setting. I met a few friends, but mostly didn't like didn't feel like I fit in at first, because you didn't, unless you were a member. As the year moved on, people became more accepting. I began to hear the rumor. Is it true that you set off a pipe bomb in the toilet in your high school? I smiled. What? Who told you that? Is it true that you're expelled from all high schools in New Jersey and that's why you had to move to Utah? To this day, I still don't know who started the rumor or why. It never bothered me, though. I think about who would have thought to start that kind of a rumor, and it still makes me laugh.
He set off a pipe bomb. Like, what the hell? Like, where did you, yeah, like, you just pulled out of your ass?
That's
the most ass?
Wild. Yeah, that's Lauren sitting at a pew thinking, what can I start? That's
yeah. And then you just think of, like, the Harry Potter puppet pals. You're like, pipe bomb. It's a pipe bomb.
What? Yeah. The one under that is crazy.
Where are these?
Let's
do one more.
Yeah. That I was stabbed in the neck is that one.
Okay. Someone said their rumor was that I was stabbed in the neck by a man called George whilst playing darts. This was going around my office after I had an accident climbing a fence and had a big deep cut on my neck with stitches and a bandage. There was no one in the office called George. I don't play darts, and this didn't happen. I have no idea how someone came up with this and convinced multiple people of this and its veracity. Previously, it was that I was...
Oh,
this
God.
Is dark! Previously, it was that I was at a special camp for anorexics.
Oh.
Is that the term for that? People that had anorexia.
Yeah.
When I went on a 4-week holiday trip to Vietnam.
From one...
I had been through a bad breakup a few months earlier and lost about 5 kilos. How much is 5 kilos, like... A lot. That's a lot, right?
Like 10 pounds. 5 kilos is 11 pounds. Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's a lot of weight. Yeah, enough to notice. Like
11 pounds, you will notice.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Depends on where you lose it from. Wow, guys. It's just been a fun couple rumors. And by fun, not good. Rumors are problematic. But we heard a rumor that you guys
are the best.
I don't know where I'm going with this. Thank you, Jason.
Yeah,
we
had a rumor that you tried to go trying to fuck each and every one of us, you dirty, rotten whores. And I'm here for it. Text me if you're trying to get that Easter bunny. Text me if you want them April showers so I can make them bitches flowers.
Good Lord.
I'm going to make it
James
grow.
Wants to impregnate someone.
I'm going to pee on your bush and I'm going to make your cooter grow.
Oh, God. The cult. I need to step away.
So like,
I've been talking to you too
hell?
Long tonight.
Yeah.
Well, April showers bring Mayflowers. We're excited for this April season. I'm going on a cruise this month, and I'm very excited.
I'm going on a trip so I can find some April dick. Oh, this
yeah.
Guy.
Just searching the cruise ship for dick.
She's
My husband's like, babe, what are you doing?
He's like, I'm looking for women that look like they're metrosexual so I can sleep with
He's
them.
He's confused. He's like, and He's I'm like, a part of this. No.
I've had enough of your dick for a lifetime. It's like, okay. I kind of was hoping we'd like, you know, kind of get weird on this trip. You can get weird.
You're like, what kind of weird?
With the seal.
So go fuck yourself. He's like, what?
Go fuck a seal.
The fact that I would say.
He's like, no.
He's like, you're so funny, babe. Then there's a rumor. It's not true, guys. He
Anyone who's listening to this, start that rumor at John's hospital. Everyone be like, sorry, how about that seal? And John's like, what the hell? How about that seal of approval? Am I right? And he's like, what are you talking about?
Wow. Happy April. James.
Yep. Welcome to April, you dirty whores. And I hope you're out there getting that summer body ready. Yeah.
Ooh,
hot girl summer. Ooh, calisthenics.
Hot girl summer.
Ooh, calisthenics. Running.
And by that, it
that
means
tone,
whatever you
want
to do.
And I'm not saying you have to do anything. I'm just saying you get ready for summer, whatever that means.
Well, but
for
also
you.
Feel good. Yeah, you want to feel good.
You want to feel good
for
summer.
You can't say look hot because that's like offensive and whatnot. And, like,
no, you can look hot. If for you, looking hot means whatever it means.
It means.
Look,
drunk.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying you have to be toned with abs to be hot. You could be a nice curvy woman, and we're into that as well here at Sorta Kinda Funny. We learn this nice voluptuous women, and Lauren's into that. On God. Lauren says she'd bring you April showers.
And Jesus, wow.
Well, I was like, I'm going to piss in your eye, you voluptuous, beautiful beast. They're like, oh my God.
Like, please, please, please.
Someone shows up on your cruise, like, I heard you were into pee. And you're like, who the fuck are you?
Like, I heard your podcast. I'm like, attacked by rumors of myself.
You saw all right,
happy week, happy day, happy
week, happy glute, happy skeet, happy nipples, happy boobies, happy, happy arms, happy.
It's not Women Month anymore, James. Stop.
That's right. So get the fuck out of here. It's Men Month. On that note,
hope you guys have a good time.
We love you all.
Happy Monday. We'll see you Thursday.
We'll see you on Thursday. Text us if you want to hang out between now and then.
Bye.
Hey, if you like what you heard, please let us know.
You can leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast.
You can also find us on Instagram or TikTok at Sorta Kinda Funny Pod.
You're listening to a Joseph Norris original titled This Song.